Jordan Pavone faced three criminal code charges after striking two parked vehicles on an East End residential street in the early morning hours of March 26. On Monday, the 31-year-old Sault Ste. Marie man appeared in the Ontario Court of Justice, where the Crown accepted his plea of guilty to careless driving under the Highway Traffic Act, HTA. His lawyer, Wayne Corney, told the court there were a number of triable issues, including the fact that a breath demand wasn't made by an officer at the scene, but rather by an officer at the police station. Justice Romuald Kwolek heard city police were called to Chambers Avenue at approximately 3 a.m. about a driver who had struck a parked vehicle, went into a driveway and hit a second one. Pavone, who had been drinking earlier in the night, recorded breathalyzer readings of 120 and 110 milligrams of alcohol in 100 milliliters of blood, prosecutor Karen Pritchard said. He was charged with impaired driving, operating a vehicle with a blood alcohol level exceeding the legal limit of 80 milligrams of alcohol in 100 milliliters of blood, and dangerous driving. The Crown and defense jointly recommended that the court accept their submission for a monetary penalty, plus probation. For the HTA offense, the lawyers called for a $2,000 fine and 6 months probation with conditions. Corney said his client, who has been employed at the Donald Doucet Youth Center for 6 years, has absolutely has no record, under the criminal code or the HTA. I'm just glad no one was seriously hurt when everything is all said and done, Pavone told the judge during his virtual court appearance. When he accepted the joint submission, Kwolek imposed the $2,000 fine, plus court costs and a victim surcharge. He gave the accused 1 year to pay the monetary penalty. As well, he placed Pavone on probation for 6 months with conditions that include a requirement that he have zero blood alcohol levels while driving or having control of a vehicle. He must also carry the court order with him at all times, and must comply with any screening demand. The other three charges were withdrawn.